Robin?
Okay, so we have Nicholas. Finally, we have someone that actually implemented something in the browsers, a couple of the performance APIs. So it will be really interesting to understand more how it is. So Nicholas, please.
All right. Hello, everyone. Like Peter just said, I'm going to talk about shipping a performance API on Chromium. And I'm going to talk about it from the perspective of how we worked to ship the element timing API. I'm Nicolas, and I work on Google Chrome on the speed metrics team. In particular, my focus is on defining and implementing new web performance APIs. So those are the ones that you can run on JavaScript. So I'm part of the Chrome team within Blink. Blink is Chrome's rendering engine. So basically, that's where we implement the JavaScript APIs. So the objectives of the talk are basically two. I want to explain the process that's involved with standardizing a new web performance API so that developers get a more clear sense of the steps involved and can also maybe understand why sometimes it takes so long. In fact, I have a 42-step checklist so that I don't forget some of the steps that are required. And the second objective is to encourage web developers here or web performance enthusiasts to get involved. We love to get feedback about what we're working on, the new APIs, and what we should be working on, like what new APIs we should be surfacing to web developers. So that's one of the other purposes of the talk, to get some help from you, to get some feedback about what we should be working on. Now let's go over the steps to ship an API. The first step is to identify a problem. So in the case of performance APIs, the problem will basically be there's a gap in measurement. There's something that web developers want to measure, but they can't do it right now, or they can do it, but in a very hacky or unreliable way. In the case of element timing, the gap in measurement is being able to measure when an image has rendered on the screen for the user. So throughout the talk, I will have some screenshots from some websites to showcase what I'm trying to say. For example, here I have a screenshot from stevesouders.com. And the blog is saying how to measure the image render time. So the idea is that you have an image tag, and it contains the hero.jpg. That's your critical hero image. And it has an onload where you call performance.mark. That will basically give you a high-resolution timestamp of when you call the method. So that gives you timestamp hero 1. And in addition to that, you have to append a script right after the image tag. And the script will also have another call to performance.mark. So you get a second high-resolution timestamp, in this case, hero 2. Now, to get the estimated image render time, you get the maximum between those two marks. And that is the proposed solution. Does it sound reasonable? No, of course not. It's very hacky. And in addition to being very hacky, it's also inaccurate. Why is it inaccurate? Well, those two calls will be running on the main thread, right? Which is the only thread that can actually run JavaScript. But browsers generally actually render content in separate processes, right? Which means that the timestamps will not really capture